Hello.
Hello. Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Metro Research. And today we're conducting a poll on people's opinions towards public affairs and current events. So are you currently registered to vote in Maitland, Florida?
Yes.
All right. So are you registered to vote as like a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
As a Republican.
Republican. All right, thank you. So as things stand now, do you often, like, do you vote in elections for governor and other offices? Would you say you always vote, almost always vote, usually vote, or do you only vote for president?
Always vote.
All right, thank you. So would you mind sharing your age, or would you rather I give you some, like, kind of ranges, and you tell me which one you fit in?
I'm sorry, I was switching on to speaker. So what'd you ask? Just re-ask the question.
Yeah, no worries. So would you mind sharing your age, or would you rather I give
you
some
categories? No, I'm sorry. 78.
All right, thank you. So in Florida, the media describes people as either being like white or African American or Hispanic or Asian. But how would you describe yourself?
White.
White, all right, thank you. So generally speaking, do you feel that things in Florida are headed in the right direction or the wrong direction?
In Florida, headed in the right direction.
All right.
What's the name of your polling organization?
Yeah, we're calling from Metro Research, and I'm Percy.
Okay.
All right, thank you. So if the election for state senator were held today, would you say you're going to definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Republican candidate, or definitely vote for the Republican candidate?
Oh, it was the last part, definitely vote for the what?
Definitely vote for the Republican candidate.
Yeah, definitely vote for the Republican candidate.
All right. So now I'd like to ask about your opinions towards some people and organizations. And basically, I'm just going to read them. And if you could say if you either have a very favorable opinion about them, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you don't recognize them or you can't rate them because you have, like, no opinion about them, you can also let us know. So the first one is Planned Parenthood.
Very unfavorable.
Ron DeSantis.
Very favorable.
Anna Eskamani.
Very unfavorable.
Joe Biden.
Very unfavorable.
The National Rifle Association.
Very favorable.
Walt Disney World.
Very unfavorable.
Rick Scott.
Very favorable.
Donald Trump.
Very favorable.
Greg Pohl.
I don't know who Greg Pohl is.
All right, no worries. And what about Florida Power and Light, or FPL?
Somewhat favorable.
All right, somewhat favorable. Thank you. So thinking about the job Anna Eskamani is doing as state representative, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Okay, can you repeat that question again?
For sure. Thinking about the job Anna Eskamani is doing as state representative, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
You know, I'm assuming that she's a Democrat, but I don't know that that's...
She is.
She is? Mm-hmm. Then was it very unfavorable? Is that what...
There's strongly disapprove and somewhat disapprove.
Oh, strongly disapprove then.
Strongly disapprove, all right. So if the election for state representative were held today, would you definitely vote to reelect Anna Eskamani? Probably vote to reelect her? Probably vote for somebody new, or definitely vote for somebody new?
Definitely vote for somebody new.
All right. If the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Joe Biden, the Democrat, for who would you vote for?
Donald Trump.
If the elections for the U.S. Senate were held today, and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Mercantile Powell, the Democrat, who do you think you'd vote for?
Scott.
All right. And if the election for state representative were held today, and the candidates were Greg Pull, the and Anna Eskamani, the Democrat, who do you think you'd vote for?
Okay, repeat that question again.
For sure. So if the election for state representative were held today and the candidates were Greg Pull, the Republican, and Anna Eskamani, the Democrat, who do you think you'd vote for?
Okay, Greg Pull.
All right. So as you may know, there's also going to be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. And one constitution amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. And it reads, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. So would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
I think the way you read it, I would oppose that.
Oppose amendment. It? Oh, all right. So which of the following issues do you think is the most important for the state legislature to focus their attention on as of right now?
Okay. And, okay. Can you... start that question over.
For sure. So just a question. Is it because I'm going too fast or can you not hear me good?
It's coming through a little muffled. Plus we're having a thunderstorm right now.
Oh, okay. Cool. I can speak a little bit louder and slower if you would like.
Okay.
All right.
That probably helps. Yeah.
All right. So which of the following issues do you think is the most important for the state legislature to focus their attention on right now? And the list goes, creating jobs and improving wages, making housing more affordable, supporting a ceasefire to end the violence on the Gaza Strip, protecting our air and water, reducing the cost of insurance, reducing the cost of health care and prescription medicine, fighting crime and protecting...
Thunderclap. It actually helped. Since you're reading the whole list of things, it would help me remember what they are if you could just repeat the question.
For sure. No worries. So which of the following issues do you think is the most important for the state legislature to focus their attention on as of right now? And
okay, so I pick one.
You can pick two. For the first one, you can pick like the most important one, and then for the second one, you can pick like the second more important one. So yeah, you can pick two. But
okay.
There's still a few more options left. But would you like me to read the whole thing again, like the list again?
I'm sorry, but yes, I would.
All right, no worries, I can totally do it. So creating jobs and improving wages, making housing more affordable, supporting a ceasefire to end the violence on the Gaza Strip, protecting our air and water, reducing the cost of insurance, reducing the cost of healthcare and prescription medicine, fighting crime and protecting the public, keeping abortion safe and legal in Florida, lowering inflation, improving our public schools, passing common sense gun safety legislation, or stopping the flow of illegal immigration.
Okay, the first one is stop the flow of illegal immigration.
All right.
And then the second one is fighting crime.
Fighting crime. All right. Let me just look for the fighting crime option.
Well, it's something about stopping crime.
Yeah, it's right here. It's fighting crime and protecting the public. So, yes. So, now, which of the following issues do you think is the most important for the local government to focus on their attention right now? And the list goes, creating jobs and improving wages, expanding and modernizing public transportation, protecting the rights of renters, making housing more affordable, reducing crime and protecting the public, reducing
Wait
traffic congestion.
We just had another large thunderclap.
I can read again.
Okay.
I can read it again, no worries. So would you like me to read the whole list again or just the last segment?
Well, read it again because I can't remember where it was you stopped at.
All right, no worries. So which of the following issues do you think is the most important for the local governments to focus their attention on right now? And the list goes, creating jobs and improving wages, expanding and modernizing public transportation, protecting the rights of renters, making housing more affordable, reducing crime and protecting the public, reducing traffic congestion, improving our public schools, or lowering the burden of property taxes?
Fighting crime.
All right. And if you have to choose a second one, which one would you choose?
I don't think I have any others. They seem kind of intrusive to the normal marketplace.
All right. Thank you. So now I'm going to read a series of descriptions of possible candidates for state representative. And for each one,
a list of possible what?
A list of possible candidates for state representative. And
okay.
For each one, if you could please tell me which candidate you would be more likely to support if this was all you knew about these candidates. So
okay.
The first one is, which one would you be more likely to support? Number one, a candidate who believes that diversity and acceptance for all people make Central Florida a more vibrant community. Or number two, a candidate who says that the woke ideology puts our children at risk to groomers and other predators.
The second one, the person who wants to fight the woke ideology.
All right. So number two then? A person
yeah.
who says that the woke ideology puts our children at risk? That one?
Exactly. Yes.
All right. So who would you be more likely to support? Number one, a candidate who supports protecting parents' rights to remove books or lesson plans that don't reinforce the values they want taught to their children. Or number two, a candidate who opposes political censorship laws coming out of Tallahassee that put politicians, not teachers or parents, in control of our kids' educations.
The person that would remove books that don't keep
mm-hmm.
them,
that don't
in
reinforce
touch with
values.
Yeah, don't reinforce right. the values of the book popular, yes.
All right, thank you. So which one would you be more likely to support? Number one, a candidate who has rejected political contributions from insurance companies and challenges them to lower rates and justify their rate increases. Or number two, a candidate who supports stabilizing the insurance industry in Florida to keep the industry solvent, even if that means bailing them out.
That second one.
Second one. All right. Thank you. So last one, which one would you be more likely to support? Number one, a candidate who says the Democratic Party is part of the socialist movement that must be stopped before they destroy our country. Or number two, a candidate who says the Democratic Party is not socialist and politicians use such divisive rhetoric as fear to win elections.
Yeah, I'm going to have to ask you to read both because as I was listening, kind of sounded alike, so there must be a difference. So if you could read them again.
Yeah, totally. No worries. So who would you be more likely to support? Number one, a candidate who says the Democratic Party is part of the socialist movement that must be stopped before they destroy our country. Or number two, a candidate who says the Democratic Party is not socialist and politicians use such divisive rhetoric as fear to win elections.
Number one.
Number one. All right. Thank you. So now I'm going to read you some reasons people give for voting for certain candidates for state representative. And assuming if these are accurate, if you could please tell me how convincing of a reason you think it is to vote for that candidate. If this is either a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, or does it have no effect, meaning it's like not convincing, it's like whatever. So the first one is, Anna Eskamani has introduced legislation to create a renter's bill of rights to even the playing field in a state that favors landlords and out-of-state corporations who control more and more of the Florida rental market every year.
Okay, I guess I'd say that's not convincing.
All right, so that, no effect then?
Yeah.
All right. Anna Scamani lost her mother to cancer when she was 13 years old. She knows firsthand how hard-working families struggle to pay for health care and is fighting for affordable health coverage or those with pre-existing conditions.
It's no effect on me.
No effect, all right. Greg Poole will fight to stop the flow of illegal immigration into our communities.
That's very convincing to me.
All right. Anna Scamani fought to support families by passing a permanent tax break for children's diapers and adult incontinence products.
No
effect?
No effect, yeah.
All right, thank you. So Anna Scamani will fight to protect the safety of our drinking water by holding polluters accountable and opposing the loosening of environmental standards and enforcement.
Not convincing at all to me.
No effect?
No effect.
All right, thank you. Greg Poole understands how important our police officers are to our safety and how dangerous radical ideas like defunding the police are to our communities.
Convincing. Very
or somewhat? Very, all right.
Oh, very, yeah.
While Tallahassee politicians are focused on stealing women's rights, silencing teachers, and pushing culture wars, Anna Scamani is fighting to help parents feed their families, seniors afford their medicine, small businesses create jobs, and everyone have an affordable place to live.
No effect.
No effect, all right. Greg Poole will work to protect parental rights by taking woke indoctrination out of our public schools and protect children from sexual content at too young of an age.
Very convincing.
Very convincing. All right, thank you. So now I'm going to read that kind of like, again, some statements, but this time it's the opposite. This time it's if each statement gives you some serious doubts about supporting this candidate, it gives you some doubts about supporting this candidate, or it has no effect, so like gives you no doubts. And the first one is, Anna Scamani supports a radical woke agenda that wants to teach sexually explicit material to elementary school students.
Okay, now how am I supposed to answer that?
Yeah, so if each statement, if it gives you some serious doubts about supporting him, if it gives you some doubts about supporting them, or it would have no effect.
Okay, there's some doubts, no effects, and what's the first category?
Serious doubts.
Oh, serious doubts.
So for the first statement, you would say it gives you some serious doubts?
I believe so. Read that now. I kind of got the whole
thing. For sure.
Mind.
Yeah, I'll read again, no worries. So Anna Scamani supports a radical woke agenda that wants to teach sexually explicit material to elementary school students.
Okay, so let's see. If I say that would give me serious doubts about voting for, is that the proper way of answering it?
Yeah, that is. Exactly. Thank you.
Okay.
So would you say serious doubts?
Serious doubts.
All right. Greg Poole stands with pro-NRA lawmakers who have said that school shootings are the price we must pay to protect our Second Amendment rights.
What's the last category?
No effect.
No effect.
Mm-hmm. All right. Greg Poole is a real estate speculator and landlord who has profited from soaring rents while Central Florida families struggle to make ends meet.
No effect.
Greg Poole is an extremist who is more focused on crazy culture war issues like banning books than finding real solutions for affordability crisis, harming families in Central Florida every day.
No effect.
Anna Scamani was one of the only two legislators who voted in favor of a ceasefire agreement for Israel in the Hamas war.
Serious, what do you call it, doubts?
Yep.
Or...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, serious stuff.
All right.
Yeah.
Anna Scamani is a vulgar woman whose confrontational politics only hurt our district and our state.
I guess that's no effects. I have to agree with that.
All right. Anna Scamani wants to defund the police, decriminalize marijuana, and release dangerous felons from our jails, leaving residents at the mercy of violent criminals.
Give me serious doubts as to her.
All right. Extremist Republicans like Greg Pohl will not stop at the 6-week ban on abortion. They will continue restricting a woman's ability to make her own health care decisions, if that means abortion, birth control, IVF, or even the right to travel freely.
No effect.
Greg Pohl is a handpicked candidate from the same Tallahassee lobbyists who fought to give mismanaged insurance companies a $3 billion tax handout, not rate relief for families.
No effect.
Greg Pohl is an extremist.
I used to be in the insurance business, and so I kind of understand how it works. But anyway, go ahead.
Understandable. Thank you. So Greg Pohl, as an extremist, is focused on crazy culture war issues like banning books, banning abortion, instead of finding rare solutions for the cost of living issues every day families in Central Florida deal with.
I can't tell how if he just rereads that.
For sure. So Greg Pohl is an extremist focused on crazy woke war cultures.
Wait a minute, there's a word I didn't correct. Greg Pohl is a what?
Greg Pohl is an extremist focused on crazy
extremist?
I can read you the definition right here. So an extremist is a person who holds extreme or fanatical political or religious views, especially one who resorts to or advocates extreme action. So a lot of like similar words are, if they're like fanatic, radical, fundamentalist, hardliners, bigots.
Okay. No effect.
No effect. All right. Greg Pohl and the Republican Party of Florida's bigoted attacks on Anna Iskamani reflect a radical Christian nationalism, which believes non-Christians are not welcome in American society.
Sometimes when you have to answer in the negative, you got to flip-flop things in your mind. So I'm going to have to ask you to read it again just so I answer properly.
Sure. Yeah, for sure. No worries. So the statement says, Greg Pohl and the Republican Party of Florida's bigoted attacks on Anna Scamani reflect a radical Christian nationalism, which believes non-Christians are not welcome in American society.
No effect.
No effect. All right. So if the elections for state representative were held today, and the candidates were Greg Pohl, the Republican, and Anna Scamani, the Democrat, for who would you vote for?
Greg Pohl.
Greg Pohl. All right, thank you. So what would you say is your primary source for national and political news? Would you say it's like social media apps or services or like local news affiliates like CBS, ABC, NBC, or Fox News? Or like internet-based news sources, local newspapers, Orlando Sentinel, cable news networks, or talk radio?
How many choices do you have?
Well, for this one, there's only one choice, unfortunately. So it's just really just what's, like, your primary source.
Primary. Well, I have several sources, but I'll give you one. Is it like a general category, or is it specific? It's cable news, but it's Newsmax.
All right. Well, cable news, and we can put it right here, Newsmax. Perfect. Thank you for specifying.
Okay.
So now we're almost done. We're about 96% done with the survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time this far. There's only like about, I think, 4 questions left. So what is the last grade of schooling or like degree you have completed in school?
16. I'm a college graduate.
All right,
yeah.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
What would you say is your religion?
Protestant.
Protestant?
Is that good? Okay.
Oh, I'm just confirming. Is that what you said?
Yes, that's
all right. Yeah. Perfect. I didn't hear it again, so that's why I just confirmed. But this will conclude our survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it, and hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay. You too. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.